Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 27th Rabiul Akhir, 1443, corresponding to the date, the 2nd December 2021. Today we continue the series on marriage with special focus on triple talaq. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Hazrat Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question here is, where is it proven in Quran and Sunnah regarding the triple talaq?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We must realize the following: that from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, till Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, who was the last and final prophet of the Israelite prophets and messengers, the Sharia kept on evolving, changing, and therefore Almighty Allah states, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْ حَاجًا. For each one of you, we gave you a sharia and we gave you a methodology, a way. But Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came with the final book, and that is the Quran Sharif, the final sharia. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ شَرِيعَةٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا. So that is the final one. So when we see the environment in which the Master alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place, and then the Master grew up there and lived in Makkah Mukarramah for 53 years. Then from 40 to 53 to 13 years, we find that there was wahi, revelation, and then the last 10 years in Medina Munawwara. So there also reforms and amendments came about. So what happened is that in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, people would give talaq, divorce, 100 divorce, 50 divorce, any amount they wished, whatever came in their head, in their mind. So Islam said, no, everything must be fulfilled. We do our duty with beauty. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, Chapter 2, and verse 229, and said, At-talaqu marratan. That talaq, divorce, you give two times. Two times meaning revocable. If you said and told your wife verbally, orally, or in writing, talaq, then you can still take her back during the iddat and the waiting period, as we discussed last week. Or if you gave her twice, talaq raj'i, the revocable divorce, you can take her back. And there's no need for tajdeedun nikah and a new nikah during the iddat if you reconcile with her. However, if you gave one talaq and thereafter you reconcile, then for the future you have two talaqs, two divorces left. If you gave her two talaqs and now you reconcile with her during the iddat or even after the iddat with the new nikah, then remember, one talaq will be left. Now what will be the maximum? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions in the same surah, chapter 2, verse 230, فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا. So if he, the husband, gave her the divorce. Now this verse here, فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا, the letter fa, the letter fe, is called harful ataf, meaning it is in conjunction with verse 229. So there Almighty Allah spoke of two divorces, two talaqs. Now in 230, chapter 2, Allah is speaking about, so subsequently, thereafter, and so if a person then gives another talaq, so this refers to the third talaq, so this will be the maximum. فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, then she, the wife now, who is divorced, will not be halal and permissible for him, مِنْ بَعْدُ, for the future. حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا, until, unless she gets married to somebody else, and so forth. The details we'll explain just now. So from there we understand that the maximum amount of divorce a person can give is 3 talaq. So why is 3? 3 is very important. We take the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Khizr alayhi salatu salam. So he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, when he was asked, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Man a'alamun nas, who is the most knowledgeable? Best answer, he should have said, Allahu a'lam, Allah alone knows. But what he said is correct, but not desirable. So he said, Ana I. So Almighty Allah said, no, now you go abadam min ibadina to our servant there, and he is by Majma'ul Bahrain, where the two oceans meet. He will teach you things you don't know. Fantalaqa, fantalaqa, fantalaqa. You see, 3 times they walk together. And he damaged the boat, he killed the young boy, and then there in Antakya, in Turkey, both were hungry, they wanted food for Abu Ayyudayfuhuma. So he told him that you should have taken wages. So he said, now the 3rd time, Hada firaku baini wa bainik. You see, 3 is maximum. After that, now separation. You go your way, I go my way. So you see, in Surah Kahf, we're supposed to read it every Friday. And Allah will protect us from the Dajjal and the fitna of Dajjal. And Allah will bless us with nur and radiance, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai and in Mishkat Sharif and various compilations and so forth. So again, we find 3 is maximum. See, that is Quran. In the hadith, we find in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yahillu li muslimin an yahjura akhahu fawqa thalath. That it is not halal for a person. Remember that he severs ties with another Muslim person. They had an argument, a dispute. They see one another, they turn their faces away. No one makes salam. La yahillu li muslimin an yahjura akhahu fawqa thalath. فَمَنْ هَجَرَ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثِ Whosoever severs ties for more than 3 days, so within 3 days you should reconcile. And now both parties, one party dies, فَمَنْ هَجَرَ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثٍ فَمَاتَ دَخَلَ النَّارِ He enters Jahannam, the hellfire, Allah forbid. So various places in Quran Sharif, in Sunnah Mubarakah, you will find that 3 is considered like the maximum. So here also, for all reasons and intentions and purposes, we will say the husband, when he gets married, he has a gun, figuratively. And in that gun, there are 3 bullets. So every time you issue the talaq, so don't blame anybody else but yourself. You pull the trigger, you gave 1, so it's 1, you gave 2, then it's 2, you gave 3, it's 3. So here Almighty Allah teaches us Surah 2 and verse number 230, that the husband gave, remember, 3 talaqs. So that is called talaqul mughallaz. It's called, remember, the big baby, nunatul kubra, you call it. Different ulama, they call different names. The Hanafi school call it talaqul mughallaza. And the Shafis and them call it Bainunatul Kubra and so forth. That now this marriage is totally severed and finished. So now you can't reconcile, you can't remarry and so forth and so on. So if, let's just take an example to illustrate the point. 2010, the husband gave 1 talaq and then they reconciled. And now in 2016, 2017, somewhere there, he gave the 2nd divorce. Now 2021, he issued the 3rd one. So at 3 different times, different places and so forth. So even the same place, but different years, different months, different whenever. So remember that the talaqs were given in that day's ijma. All the scholars of Islam agree that now that is 3 talaq is 3, and there's no argument regarding that issue. So that's 1. So when the question comes about what happens, that if the husband, he issued the 3 talaq, triple divorce, in fi majlisin wahidin, in 1 place, 1 time. So what happens in that case there? So we say the following, that we say, A'imma arba'a, the 4 schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbali's, all say 3 is 3. We are not like the Christians and believe Trinity to be 1 and so forth. Then you go further above. Then you will see in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, there was a meeting held, and remember there was ijma of Sahaba. So there was consensus of Sahaba. Now remember, when we speak of consensus, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, La tajtami'u ummati ala dalala. This ummah can never ever agree on astrayness. Therefore, it is a law. You must always remember this. O esteemed listener of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that on any issue, once there is consensus of the four schools, then no government, no mufti, no jurist, no person can change it. Take three examples. Taraweeh, Salat, all agree 20 rakats. So to go read 8 rakats, to go read 10 rakats, all that we reject it. We call that in Arabic kharq ijma. Kha, ra, qaf. Khe, ra, re, qaf. So kharq ijma, to tear up the ijma, to go against it, that is very, very dangerous, is dal and mudwil. You go astray and so forth. So therefore, we have to follow that. Again, it was ijma and consensus from time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. So that's one example. Second example, you see that the three talaq. So there was ijma, consensus in time of Sayyidina Umar, it carried on, and the four schools all agree. Can we say, let us be honest, that in today's world, that there is this mufti, this Sheikhul Islam, or this person, or any time, that after the four schools, that they are greater than them and so forth, all of them put together? Never can it be that. Can we say the Sahaba erred in that? No, nobody can agree on that. So that's the second example. Third example will be, remember that the socks. So today you will find people are pushing this agenda as well. They say you can make masa on this normal socks of ours. Thus, remember this nylon socks, cotton socks, or the woman, the normal stocking she wears and so forth. So according to Imma Arba'a, that all of them agree is not permissible. So these are just three examples. There are many other examples one could cite and give. So remember, take Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's time. So you must remember he brought in, you must remember what we call nowadays the first adhan. So there's ijma and consensus on that. And nobody can say that that is a bid'ah or innovation. The authentic hadith in Ibn Majah and in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. You must follow my way and you must follow the way of the rightly guided khulafa. And that definitely refers to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu ajma'in. But having said all this, if you study Bukhari Sharif properly, if one studies Bukhari Sharif, Bukhari, Sahihul Bukhari, so remember you will find that in time of Nabi alayhi salam also, three talaq were considered as three, and you will find the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So therefore, for some people like the Salafis or anybody else to say, in time of Nabi alayhi salam, never was there three talaq, three is a lie. So if there is hadith, you can go open and see. So the point we must remember that in Nabi alayhi salam that there was three talaq, there's three, but there were other issues as well. So if a person remember who'd say that no, that he gave three talaq, but he meant one and he took an oath, and then Nabi alayhi salam would receive wahi that yes, he's speaking the truth and so forth, so then the intention is one. Now we can't apply our qiyas, our analogy on that situation. Who's going to get wahi today? Who's going to get revelation today? So nobody, if a person claims getting revelation is out of the fall of Islam, if he's getting revelation and inspiration, motivation, so he's not from Almighty Allah, he's from Shaitan. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُكُمْ. The shayateen, they try and incite their friends so that they go and argue with you. They debate with you. But that is not from Allah. That is from shaitan. and they want to go and oppose the truth. So that liyujadilukum. Look at the wa'id. Look at the warning Almighty Allah mentions. Wa in ata'tumuhum, if you gonna obey them, these people here, who are the comrades and the cronies of the shaitan and so forth. Wa in ata'tumuhum innakum la mushrikun. Then remember, you become mushrik just like them. Meaning they will go out of the fold of Islam. So we're not going to say that today ulama are out of the fold of Islam. But the point we are making is we need to be very circumspect and careful in this regard and not just jump to our own conclusions. Chapter number 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 121. So there Almighty Allah has mentioned the verse that I just mentioned now. So therefore, we are unanimous on this issue that nobody can. See, another example I give you. Another example. I don't know if people know about Hajj and that. On the 11th of Zulhijjah, on the 12th of Zulhijjah. So remember, there's ijma and consensus among all four schools. Pelting time starts for the three jamarats, the three symbolic shaitan, after Zawal, meaning when Zohar time starts. But today you will find that the muftis in Saudi or yeah and there and that, they say, no, you can pelt in the morning. So once you make kharq-e ijma, remember you will turn and change the whole deen, and therefore ka'inan man kan, whosoever you are, we reject it totally. Whether it's governments, whether it's grand mufti, whether it's mufti, whether it's whoever. So what is the need? There's no need for it, remember that. So therefore there's enough time, ample time and so forth. So there's so many examples one can give. So these are the basic rule that you should know, that if a person gave 3 talaq, then it's counted as 3. Then 2-3 arguments people bring. Because now we interact with people on the air or on the emails or WhatsApp. They will say, no, hussa ho gaya. It was in anger. So I always pose the question and response, who gives talaq while making love to his wife? So normally it will be in anger. So that excuse is a flimsy excuse and a very, very foolish excuse. Then our people learned a new trick. Say, no, the husband, he gave the 3 talaq, but you know what happened? He got bipolar, you see. He's bipolar. So I posed the question and responded. When he drove, when he went to work, shop, job, that time no bipolar. Only time when he became bipolar is when he gave the talaq. So that also is all fairy tales rejected. Third one, our people, some of them will say, no, he gave the 3 talaq and so forth. You know why? Because somebody made jadu on him. Somebody made sihar on him. And somebody dabbled in witchcraft and he was impacted and affected negatively. So all these type of excuses are rajman bil ghaib, are just shooting arrows in the sky and wasting time. Remember, in Islam, all 3 talaqs will be valid. And therefore, if you just look at the verses, therefore Quran, we must understand the usloob. Quran says in this very context, so 229 spoke of 2 talaqs, then 230 in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah spoke of 3 talaq, then 231 spoke about the iddat, and then Allah says regarding the laws of divorce and so forth, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَى. Do not take and do not make the verses of Allah huzuwa as a joke. Say, no, you make it a mockery. No, I meant this. It was just a joke. It was this. It was this. So look for loopholes and skaldakhari and so forth. Nay, you can't do that. So remember that people must understand. Almighty Allah knows our motives. He knows our intention. And he knows the lies, then fabrications people invent and concoct. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows the eyes that are disloyal and everything that is hidden and the ulterior motive, the hidden agenda in the inner recesses of our hearts. So all these are factors we must take into consideration.
Muftisab, the next question is, what is the meaning of the concept of halala?
You see, when you look at the Quran Sharif, let us look at the whole verse, Surah chapter 2 and verse number 230. So remember that you are the husband, You were given the gun figuratively, and there were three bullets there. You already utilized two. Now you uttered the word talaq, or issued talaq by writing. فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا, and that fa I told you that fa is for ataf, in conjunction with the aforementioned, with what is said above. So if he, the husband, issued a talaq to his wife, after the two, so this is the third one, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ, then she is not halal for him, مِنْ بَعْدُ, for the future, حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا, until and unless she gets married to somebody else. So getting married to somebody else, we told you on several occasions, chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. You, Ya Rasul Allah, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reveal to you the noble Quran. The reminder, the Quran has various names. Surah 15, verse 9, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Surely we reveal to you piecemeal, nazzalna, gradually. A zikra, the reminder, the Quran Sharif. And remember, nazzalna will not be used for any previous book. Why? Because none of them were revealed gradually. For them, you will use the word anzalna. So therefore, nazzalna tells us this refers only to the Quran Sharif and alludes only to the Quran. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and surely we are the ones who preserve it, protect it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation, nothing of that sort. Chapter 15, verse 9. And then we see in Surah 16, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We reveal, for Quran you can use أَنزَلْنَا and تَنزِيل نَزَلْنَا and so forth. So وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So you explain to them the details, what is revealed for them. So the hadith is the exposition, the explanation of the noble Quran. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so they wonder, ponder. So what happened is, in time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the husband gave his wife three talaq. And then she got married after the iddah to somebody else. And then she came to Nabi alayhi salam and said that, you know, she took her cloth right and pointed it downwards, meaning that this husband here, that he has not really consummated the marriage with me, with her, with the lady, and so forth. So Nabi alayhi salam said, you want to go back to your first husband? So she said, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, no. Hatta tazuqi usaylatahu. So you have to taste the honey. So meaning that the marriage has to be consummated. And open Mishkat, open Musnad Ahmad, various compilations you will find. So the word here, this is the key word. Surah 2, verse 230. Hatta tankiha zawjan ghayra means hatta tata'a. So till you have jima, till conjugal relationships take place, it's not just a nikah. Husband sits there, wife sits there, and then they just, you understand, talk, or they just touch. No. There has to be, by the second husband, the consummation of the marriage, and that is ijma. Again, there's consensus on that. So by the other husband, the second husband, and so forth. For now, then they got married properly, everything, the second husband and this divorced lady, so everything was fine. Then after 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, I'm just giving example, he, the second husband, divorced her. فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا, then there is no sin upon two of them. Who? This wife here and her first husband who divorced her initially, that ayyat raja'a, that they reconcile with a new nikah. In dhanna ayyuqima hudud Allah, if they are sure that they can fulfill the rights and the boundaries of Allah, the laws of Allah. So that is what is meant by this verse, Surah 2, verse 230. Nowadays, what people do is this. There are two, three issues. That husband gave his wife a talaq, right? Three talaq. And triple divorce. We majlis in wahid one time. And now he has a friend or an acquaintance or whatever. So he tells his friend that, you know what, this happened. So that friend must get married to his ex-wife after the iddat. But everything is already arranged, that when he gets married to her, that end, he might just stay with her for a few hours or one night, two nights or so, and he consummate the marriage and what have you, and then he will give talaq. He, the second husband, will give divorce. And then after that, she, the iddat finished, then she will get married to the first husband. In our Islamic terminology, you call it nikahut tahleel. Nikahut tahleel. You're trying to make halal this wife for the first husband. So that is why it's called nikah. Our people call it halala. You see, in India, Pakistan, South Africa, that's the term. The question that arises in this, is this permissible? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلَّلَ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala has cursed the first one and the second husband, both are cursed. And the wife who has divorced by the second husband, then she is not halal. Remember, for the first husband. Because all everything was arranged and so forth. So that is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. The Prophet, peace be upon him, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is saying that this will be, remember the people involved, Allah's curse is on all parties. You see the ramifications, the consequences. Let me give you the fiqh of it. The Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis say, where, remember, a thing like this happened, which is happening in our society, remember this. So remember, in a case like this, she, that lady, will not be halal for the first husband. Even if they make nikah, remember, they'll be living in sin, that nikah is not valid, not recognized. When you go to the Hanafi school, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad Sahibain, the two most prominent outstanding students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, also say that she will not be halal for the first husband when all these conditions and all these type of things were done and made and so forth. Now our people need to understand one term, this is terminology, right? So especially when you study fiqhul Hanafiya. So al-fiqhul Hanafi is, Imam Abu Hanifa was a genius. So he read the Quran how many times, Allah alone knows. So he was very circumspect and careful. هَذَا halal وَهَذَا haram لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. You must not twist your tongue and, you know, make speak with a forked tongue and say, this is halal, this is haram, so that you invent lies against Allah and fabricate lies against Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Those people who lie and fabricate against Almighty Allah, they will never be successful. Meaning that Allah dispatches them to Jahannam and the hellfire. So this is enshrined in the noble Quran. So therefore, when you study al-fiqhul Hanafi, or fiqhul Hanafiya, whatever you want to call it, so you go to chapter 16, Surah Nahl, and verse 116. So very easy reference. Chapter 16 and verse 116, right? So the Hanafis, if you look on the positive side, so positive meaning you have farz, you have sunnah, you have mustahab. But Hanafis are the only one in the four schools that have farz, and then between farz and sunnah, they have a term which they coined wajib. If you are Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, farz and wajib, it's the same thing. Hanafis make a difference. So Hanafis will tell you, 5 daily salat is farz, but witr is wajib, like that. So that is only Hanafi term. And because of this ayat here. When you go on the negative side, so you will find that the majority scholars, you must remember, that they will have haram, and then they will have makruh, and so forth, and finish, and or mubah, and permissible, and so forth. So Imam Abu Hanifa, because he was a man of, you know, great intelligence, intellect, and muwaffaq bin Allah, Allah gave great tawfiq and ability, capacity. He said that those things that are undesirable, but nearer to permissibility, makruh tanzihi. A person stands and drink water. So you will say makruh, but makruh tanzihi. But in this case here, now this is where all the problems came about. So he, Imam Abu Hanifa, said, If a person did this, that, there was conditions all this year, and remember that the first husband told his friend after the iddat get married, and after one night, two night, whatever, 2 days, you divorce her, and all that was understood. So Hanaf Imam Abu Hanifa, makruh tahrimi. Now if you understand Hanafi fiqh, makruh tahrimi and haram amalan, in practice are the same. Remember that. In practice, it's the same. Aqidatan is different because haram, you need normally nas'i qat'i, you need absolute proof in that. And in makruh tahrimi, it will be nas'i zanni. Now, this is academic discussion. So, this is where the confusion has come. So, some people, when they use the term makruh in this text and context, they say makruh. No, that the halala will be valid, but remember, it's makruh. No, it's not permissible. So remember that. So therefore we pass the fatwa according to the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and according to Sahibain's fatwa, and say no, that in a case like that, see 2-3 other things. We object on the Kuffar Shias. Khomeini la'anahullah, the Kuffar Shias say, you can make mut'a for 1 hour. Right? And he's clearly mentioned in their books, Tawdihul Masail, which I have, is mentioned there. So that is their response to us. They say you objecting on this, but in your kitabs, meaning they take the Hanafi, some fatawa and verdict, that you'll have halala. So even by you, 1 hour, 1 day, if you have the nikah and that, it become halal. So it means that they are muta, they understand it is a mockery, but now they respond to the Sunnis and Ahlu and say, see, but how they got mut'a, prostitution, so you got halala, which is very similar to that. So therefore we say that the whole thing is wrong. The fatwa is not on permissibility. The fatwa is, it is not permissible. So that objection falls away. Now is story time. You see, I was for 20 years in Newcastle. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah accept. So, I used to have tafsir in town, you know, in the masjid in town, for the public, Friday nights, after Isha. So we discussed this verse here, Surah 2, verse 230. So I can still picture the man, he passed away, Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. I won't take his name, obviously. So remember that person there, that what happened, that he said, but what happens in a case, that after the tafsir, we used to have Q&A. So he asked a, it was sincere, intelligent question, that what happens that the husband, the first husband, he gave the 3 talaq, and the second husband, he's living happily with this wife. So he got no intention of giving talaq, because there was no arrangements and so forth. But this wife here, really, she prefers to go back to the first husband. So what must they do in a case like that? That was his question, you see. So I said, Baji means old man, out of respect we say. So I said, very easy solution. So he asked, what? So I said, he, the first husband, and this wife, they must make dua. How? Ya Allah, let the second husband pass away. You understood? So once he passes away, then she goes into iddat, and then she can get married to that first husband. So everybody had a good laugh. That's just on a lighter note and so forth. But we need to understand, therefore, Quran says, لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Deen, you must get the profound, deep understanding, not just scratch the surface. Therefore, hadith narrated by Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa an Muawiyah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihu fi din. When Allah decrees that goodness for a person, Allah will give you the deep, profound understanding of deen. And that today, many places is already mafqood and non-existent. So therefore, we need to understand what are the maqasid of the sharia, not looking for loopholes and all that. We must practice on the sharia without looking for loopholes. Remember, this is very important.
Alhamdulillah, we return back to this program. Mufti Saab, the next question is, what is the consequences if a person goes to an organization or ulama and they count it as 1 talaq?
In South Africa also we know that. I know in my hometown, Heidelberg, an incident took place many, many years ago. I remember 25, 30 years ago. So, because I remember I was in Newcastle at that time. And the ulama came to me and they said, this person. So I said, call him and ask. So he said, I'm not interested in y'all now and I'm going to Cape Town. And for real, he went to Cape Town and he came back with a fatwa and so forth, a written fatwa. And he said that, see, they say it's one. And some people, they try and hoodwink the people and fool the people. They say, near, Imam Shafi had swakha say. Imam Shafi said like that, if you give three talaq, is one. Wallahi, subhanaka hadha buhtanun azim. That's a big, big lie and fabrication and wild accusation. All four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, all say three is three. No one accepts Trinity, three is one. MJC in Cape Town, because we have their fatwa from those days already. So remember, they even write, you must remember, the Quran speaks of three talaq. The hadith speaks of three talaq. So much so, they will say the hadith in Bukhari Sharif also. They even admit the four schools say three talaq is three. But they say, but for our purpose and so forth, that they say three talaq is one, and they are taking the verdict of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah on this issue and this issue. So, and if you go to Saudi Arabia, I mean, all this is printed, nobody can object on it and nobody can deny it. Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz, rahimahullah, who we met several times. So he was Mufti al-Am, so the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia for many, many years. So his personal fatwa was also that, that three talaq is one. So we say, this is the first response we give. We say that once there is ijma, consensus of the four schools, once there is ijma above that of Sahaba, now for you, whether you Sheikh bin Baz or whether you MJC or whether you ABC or whoever, remember we can never ever break that ijma. And then you are going to set a precedent, remember, of a very, very people will say that no, that if they the ijma broke, then we can break the ijma other places also. So you see, you are setting a precedent for dalal. And therefore, dalal means to go astray. Therefore, study the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, where Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tajtami'u ummati ala dalala. That this ummah can never have consensus on something that is astray. Allah Jalla Wala will always put a group of people, La tazalu ta'ifatum min ummati. There will always be that group. They might be very small, but remember that they will be on haq, on truth. So you open Mishkat, you open Ibn Majah, you open Musnad Ahmad, you will find this type of hadith. So that's why we must always be وَالْحَقُّ أَحَقُّ أَيُّتَّبَى. Search for the truth. Don't search to practice on our whims, fancies and desires. From my personal experience, because with Allah's help, now we're in this field for so many years with Allah's help, Allah accept. Always I saw this, where people look for loopholes. We know, they know, that it was three talaqs. They went to this Mufti Sahib, they went to that Maulana, they went to. And to make things worse, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Some muftis, if you can call them muftis, I call them muftias in this case here. So you must remember, they even tell the woman, you don't worry, that I will marry you, and after 3 days, 5 days, then he will divorce her. Now imagine, and then he opens some Arabic book, all that, what the public understand. And he says, see, yeah, it is jaiz, although it's makruh and dislike, but still it's permissible and thus. So even this type of things happen. The sheikh say, yeah, I also will be ready. I'm also prepared and so forth and all these type of things. So can you imagine all this shaitaniyat? How can we ever justify these type of actions? So we say that with respect, whoever it is, that they are ulama, they can be qazi, they can be judge, they can be mufti azam, whatever. So we have respect, but respect does not mean we're going to accept them when they're on batil. So we say that type of fatawa are totally incorrect, and you're playing with loopholes now. And once you open the doors of loopholes and hila, don't worry, I can plan mark, I'll make a plane. You understood? So once you start doing that, so you are going into what the Jews did. Almighty Allah told them on the Sabbath that you cannot go fishing and so forth. So what they did, the Jews, they made a plan. So and subhanallah, whole week no fish. Fish coming up. وَيَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعَ And Saturday came, Sabbath came, the fish are jumping up. Jutla, how are you? Master Jew, Master Jew, how are you? So this would infuriate them. They said, we must make a plan. So from there, you must remember to their houses, and that they made like a small, you know, gutter like grain, and then they would stop it. So all the fish would come to them, and they would pick it up and say, see Allah, we didn't fish. You understood? So this is making a mockery. So Almighty Allah, every Muslim, we should read these verses in the Noble Quran. Chapter 7, verses 163, 164, 165, 166, 167. Allah Ta'ala says, there was a Jewish community there, the Hadirat al-Bahr, there by the banks of the ocean. You see, it means they were living there by the sea. And that. So Allah Ta'ala said, this is your trial. That only fishing is permissible. You must remember that every day is permissible, but Sabbath, Saturday not permissible. Lo and behold, no fish during the week, and Saturday fish come. So they said, we must make a plan. So one group prohibited them. One group said, we just keep silent, just leave it. So they asked the people who prohibited them, why are you doing this? Said, Ma'aziratan ila rabbikum. At least we can say, ya Allah, we tried our level best to tell them. So all this happened. Now for us, these people who use these loopholes, who use all the shortcuts, Surah number 7, verse number 166, Allah says, قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ We made them into monkeys, and we, the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, believe that monkeys meaning literally, remember, not figuratively. Allah Ta'ala made them monkeys, despised, despicable, disgraced. And if you read the next verse, chapter 7, verse 167, which I quote very often, because of the Jews, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ Allah punished them because of their rebelliousness many places. They are kosher law and all. Now Allah goes on and says in chapter 7, after that incident of the fish and transform into monkeys, metamorphosis takes place. So Allah says, regarding the Jewish community, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُ Your Allah, your sustainer, nourisher, made an announcement for humanity, posterity. And see the words, لَيَبْأَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ Now, presently, and in the future, definitely, surely, lam in the beginning, noon in the ending. Surely, definitely, Allah will punish them ila yawmil qiyamah, till the day of justice, till the day of judgment. May yasumuhum su'al adab. That very, very difficult times will come upon them. So why? What lesson should we take? Once we start fiddling with the deen, hilas, make this halal logo, and make the sharia compliant. Deep down, even we know it's not permissible, but the money is sweeter than the honey. So therefore, so we say, no, this permissible, that permissible, this. And we're playing. So remember that because it happened to the sheikh's daughter or Maulana's daughter, Allah forbid, said, no, I can't allow the marriage to break. So we say, no. Three talaq is no more three. Three talaq is one. And Ibn Taymiyyah said like this. Ibn Qayyim said like this. Bin Baz said like this. So what if they said, are they greater than Sayyidina Umar and Sahaba? Are they greater than Imma Arba'ah? So these are the facts. So always your quest, our quest should be for the truth. Not to practice on deen to suit our whims, fancies and desires. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى Have you seen that person there who made his God his desires? See, Allah is warning us. How many of us today, we study so that we look for all shortcuts. Then Allah says, manittakhadha ilahahu hawa wa adallahu Allah wala ilm. Allah Ta'ala lets him go astray. Never mind, he got knowledge. Wa khatama ala sam'ihi wa qalbihi wa ja'ala ala basari ghishawa. Allah Ta'ala puts a seal on their ears and on their hearts. No truth comes in. Allah puts a veil and a curtain on their eyes. فَمَن يَهْدِيهِ مِن بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Who will guide them after Allah? So, أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُوا. Don't you take heed? Surah number 45, Surah Jathiyah, and verse number 23. So, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us all this. So, make notes of this, Surah 45, verse 23, that we can't be playing with the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to suit our whims, fancies, and desires.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, what happens in some countries like India where they've banned the triple talaq?
Remember that Quran Sharif taught us, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha, that a person will be given laws that will never ever exceed and go beyond his bound, his limitation and his strength. Takleef ma la yutaq will not happen. So when the Muslim is sincere, the kuffar or the Muslim countries today, Arab countries, they can make their laws. But when you are a Muslim, then remember, you will still practice on Sharia, irrespective of what they say. Let me give you an example. Some countries today, they have abolished, Muslim countries and Arab countries, that you take Tunisia, you take Syria, you take some. So they have abolished, you must remember, many aspects of the law of inheritance. Because they all are suffering from the inferiority complex. They want to impress the West and so forth, and Europe, America and all that. So now sometime when the matter goes to court, so the verdict will be passed according to the constitution of the country. But you, the Muslim, you must have a redistribution done. So what? See, many a time people write a will, and the will is against the Islamic law. So what will we tell the executor and the heirs? We will tell them, you must do a redistribution. And if you don't do it, then Surah 4 verse 14 is the consequences. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. When people disobey Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they go beyond the limits, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches them to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such people is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So from here we can see, remember that Almighty Allah is teaching us, whatever people say, government say, you are Muslim, so we must practice on our deen. So in a case like that, they can say triple divorce is one and so forth. We know the BJP, Modi government, the shaitans there, so that they anti-Muslim and they will make this type of laws to cause more problems for the Muslim. So the point here is this, that the true Muslim will tell his wife, you go, he'll leave what they say, he has given three talaq and so forth. So they can't be living together based on what those people have said. Muslim means I submit, I surrender to the laws of Almighty Allah, to the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all times, all places, lovingly, willingly, and sincerely. So once that we understood, so all these man-made laws will not mean anything much. So the three will always remain three for all countries, all places, all circumstances.
Mufti Sahib, what happens if talaq was given under duress?
Remember, by duress, what do we mean? Today, this is another, people use it as an excuse that they will say, no, they told me they're going to hit me. They told me they will break my bones and so forth. Therefore, I must give it. So all that Islam don't consider as duress and so forth. So these are just threats, but it's not duress. So the Islam will say it's threat, it's not duress. Duress will be where they got the gun and they start going to start shooting and so forth, or the knife, and start amputating your limbs and so forth and so on. So that you call ikrah. So remember that. So the question arises, this is now academic discussion, talaqul mukrah. So when a person is really under duress and ikrah and so forth, then does the talaq take place, whether it's one, two or three? Then remember Shafi'is, Mahambalis and them say, no, it won't take place. But there must be real duress, real, you understand, that not just what assumed and imaginary, like today what people are saying. But Hanafis say, even in that case there, that when the person is under duress, the talaq will take place, whether it's one, two or three. So therefore, we need to understand that the problem today is people are looking for loopholes and they're looking for shortcuts and so forth. So may Almighty Allah protect and preserve our marriages. And we always say that, remember, when there's an argument, husband, wife, they're going for one another, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. Second one, you, the husband, walk away, go out of the house, take a walk in your garden, go to the masjid. And when you are sober and the anger has subsided, then you and the wife, all times, every day, read the following. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Surah 25, verse 74. Ya Allah, grant us as spouses, children, progeny, that the coolness of the eyes. And Ya Allah, that you commanded us that we must read the Asma'ul Husna. Chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahi al-Asma'ul Husna fad'uhu biha. So invoke Allah with his beautiful names. So read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. And remember that whenever the thought comes of the lark and all that, then Surah 2 verse 102, this is the work of Shaitan and the agents of Shaitan. Quran says, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ, that the Shaitan wants to cause the separation and so forth. So always remember these pointers and these finer points. May Almighty Allah keep us always with our spouses in that halal marriage and not with girlfriends and mistress and boyfriends and sugar daddies, no. So always halal, that is tayyib and pure, and protect us from the shururi anfusina, from the evil of our worms, fancies and desires. And inshallah, if we are sincere, then Allah Ta'ala's help will always envelope us, His mercy will always envelope us. Wadakhilna fi rahmatik, chapter 7 verse 151. Wadakhilna fi rahmatik, Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Barakallahu fik.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.